Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Continuing the final hour here on 9 to noon, and to preview the Packers-Lions Thanksgiving Day matchup, my good friend TJ Lang on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruberlaw, one call, that's all, and the voice of the Detroit Lions football team on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Detroit. TJ, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm good, buddy. You normally give me a little better introduction than that, though, John.
It's been a struggle.
You know, Super Bowl champ, two-time Pro Bowl. You know what I mean?
Like, former Packer.
Butter me up a little bit. Yeah, butter me up a little bit, buddy.
This is what happens when you miss your runway. When you miss your runway and you have to, you know, take back off. What we call this is a touchdown takeoff, where the planes come to land on the runway and introduce a guest, and then they have to take back off again and then stall and then circle the airport a couple times. You might lose a little bit of that runway. But nonetheless, yes, he is a Super Bowl champ. Yes, he is a multi Pro Bowler from the NFL and soon to be a Packers Hall of Famer and Packers legend. TJ Lang is on the phone, but he is a part of the Detroit Lions Radio Network, and that's what makes you so important here, TJ, is you get a firsthand look of this Detroit Lions team every week. We had Wayne Larrivee on a little bit earlier today, and he said he thinks the slipper may have fallen on this Detroit Lions team, that last year or the year before when you were in Santa Clara against the 49ers in that NFC Championship game, that was the window for the Lions, and that this year it might be closing. Is there any feeling of that in Detroit, that a window could potentially not be as open as it once was?
I think there's definitely been some concern over just the lack of consistency, especially with their offense. I doing my radio show Monday and everybody's freaking out after the Giants game. And it's like, you know what, man? Like, hey, you forgot what it was like 4 or 5 years ago where, you know, everybody's just happy to get a win around here. And now not only do you have to win, but you have to look, you know, dominant every single week. Like, what are we doing here? You know, I think the fans have been spoiled a little bit, especially last year with the 15 win season. Have they turned into a team where it's like, hey, let's just grind things out here in the tough part of our schedule and just do what we have to do to go out there and compete and give ourselves a chance to win late in games? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's no magic recipe to say, you got to be win 14 games or you're not going to have a chance in the playoffs. And we both know it's about, you know, finding ways to compete, finding ways to battle, find ways to improve, find ways to hopefully, you know, roll into middle of December playing some good football. So I they still have a ton of talent. Obviously, the last week and the week before against Philly were probably frustrating days offensively and just the type of games that you had to play. But no, they're getting a little bit healthier, I think, too, on defense. A couple guys should be coming back. They were missing Terrion Arnold. DJ Reed was out for a long time. Maybe Marcus Davenport's a guy that can get back and help them defensively. And I've kind of turned my focus to this team as just being a team that go out there and just find ways to win, right? And last week, you know, I know although it was the Giants, you know, you were probably saying the same thing the week before against the Giants and Jameis Winston. A lot of teams have been talking about the Giants being better than a 2-10 football team. And watching that firsthand last week was like, yeah, no doubt, man. They've got some talent, and if you give them opportunities, man, they can They can make you hurt, but I think that just finding a way to get into that overtime, score the last 17 points, ultimately come out of there with a win, could be a confidence boost no matter who you're playing, right? Because you find out a lot about yourself when your back's against the wall and you have one of those games that are like, oh, man, like this is not the way we thought it was going to go. Maybe that gives them a little boost. And I think Green Bay's kind of in the same boat a little bit, right? Like they've had a similar season where, man, some really fun, impressive wins and then some kind of head-scratching offensive performances and scoring, you know, 10, 13 points. And it's like, man, like that's not who we're supposed to be. But right now where we sit here heading into week 13, man, this is a great spot, especially you look around the division. Like this game's going to be a big one on Thursday. That the Bears keep finding ways to win. Whoever wins this game will probably have the upper hand rolling into the last month of the season, and I think it's going to be a typical Detroit Green Bay Thursday game. Well, it's been four straight years playing on Thursday here in Ford Field for Green Bay, but I think it's going to be one of those typical black and blue NFC North battles.
TJ, we were talking about the points differential for Detroit at home versus away. What is it about that offense and playing at home at Ford Field that makes them so explosive?
Well, I think number one is, you know, the athletes that they have when you're talking about, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams, specifically the speed that those guys have, it's always going to be better indoor and on turf, right? Like we used to love playing on grass, but those skilled players love playing on turf because they feel like that's what they could really hit their maximum speed. And look, the big thing about being home too is obviously communication offensively, right? Like I think that was such a big factor of why Green Bay really got after Detroit week one in Lambeau Field, because they were doing so much to kind of shift and move just before the snap, and you're throwing off the communication up front and having missed assignments and free runners, and you know you're not getting a hat on a hat, and that caused a lot of problems on the road, not only Green Bay but a couple of the road games that they've struggled in. So when you get home, obviously that is, you don't have that factor with the crowd noise. You're able to kind of dictate what you want to do a little bit easier offensively. And I know people have kind of said, like, oh, Jared Goff can't play outdoors. He certainly didn't play good against Philadelphia, but, you know, he has had games where, you know, I don't think he's scared to go outside or go on the road, but certainly anytime you get in front of your home crowd and in a comfortable environment like Ford Field, it's going to make things a little bit smoother.
Talking with the former Super Bowl champ, number 70, former Pro Bowler, all-time Packer great, TJ Lane, on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call. That's up. All. TJ, when you look at this game, it's both teams with guys with household names, right? Aiden Hutchinson, Micah Parsons, Jared Goff, Jordan Love. But both teams don't have their tight ends, and maybe arguably their best weapon on offense in Sam LaPorta and Tucker Kraft. What's the one matchup you're going to be watching on Thursday that may dictate the outcome of this game?
Well, I'll give you one on both sides of the ball. I mean, offensively, you know, I think that Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper are two really outstanding linebackers. Jahmyr Gibbs, obviously coming off of a huge game, and even a couple weeks ago against Washington, even against Philly, I think he had over 100 yards receiving, just a playmaker. That's going to be interesting to watch. You know, him, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery versus the Packers linebackers. Now, one area that the Lions have struggled in, and really Minnesota shined a big spotlight on it, was the running backs being able to pick up some middle pressure. That's kind of been Achilles heel for them in the protection game. They just struggled to pick up those middle linebackers coming on a double-A gap press or split blitz, whatever it is. They've kind of struggled that. If Green Bay, I'd be shocked if Halfley doesn't throw a couple of those in early just to kind of test the protection. And then, you know, with Green Bay's offense, I mean, I'm curious to see Jordan Love. I think he's had some success here at Ford Field, specifically, I think, 2 years ago, had a really good game on Thanksgiving when they came in here and won. Last year, I know the stats weren't great. That was more of a run tape type game. I think Josh Jacobs ended up having three touchdowns, I want to say, last year. But I would say that offensive line versus, you know, Detroit's pass rush. I mean, the pass rush last week was pretty non-existent for the Lions until late in that game when the Giants had to get a little bit more one-dimensional and throw the ball, and Hutch was able to kind of finally come up with a big sack late in that game. But I think that if the Green Bay's offense, they can run the ball, if they can give Jordan Love some time, that would be disastrous for that Lions defense, because he's proven that he is able to shred you when he gets time to get the ball to some of those receivers. Now, interesting, I don't know, John, you might have a better question. I know some guys are beat up on the perimeter there for Green Bay's offense. Golden, I think, didn't play last week. A couple other guys that were banged up. How are they looking injury-wise?
Yeah, it's a question mark for Golden. It's a question mark for Jaden Reed if he could potentially come back, but he's only practiced one time since returning, opening up his window. So I'm not sure. You know how safe the Packers medical staff is there. And then Savion Williams is always on the injury list, but he's been playing through it each and every week. So I think what you've seen in the last few weeks is what you're going to get with this Green Bay Packers team, especially since Golden fell down on that turf in New York and really aggravated that shoulder injury that he was rolling with. He might not go in this football game either. TJ, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about Dan Campbell and the mentality that he brings to that town of Detroit, the football team, and the locker room, right? You get this feeling that they have the belief that they are the bullies now. You get that number one seed, you're going to play the toughest schedule coming out the next year. That's what they've had. They've had a lot of really good teams on that schedule, a lot of tough games. And do they feel like they're still the bullies in this, that they still dictate this? Or now that they're playing a lot of the cream of the crop around the NFL, is there a little sense of, hey, the NFL has a bullseye on our back now?
Yeah, I don't get any sense of, any sort of, like, arrogance with this team. I think they know exactly who they are, whereas – yeah, like you mentioned it, you're going to get everybody's best shot, right? You're back-to-back division winners. You won 15 games last year. You got a ton of talent on both sides of the ball. Like, there's not going to be any teams, especially at this point of the season, that are just going to take you lightly or sleepwalk on you. And with that being said, though, I mean, like, the thing that I love most about Dan Campbell, and I know you played with he was coaching down when you were in New Orleans, John, is he just keeps these guys so hyper-focused on, like, each day-to-day, right? Like, you come in Monday after a game, and you might get chewed out a little bit, and hey, you got to make the corrections. There's going to be, some constructive criticism that's going to be tough. But when you come back in Tuesday and Wednesday, it's clean slate, right? We got to focus on, the game plan we're putting in today and this next opponent. So they find ways to really bounce back. And I think even last week, 14 straight wins coming off a loss over the past three seasons. Like, that's a testament to the leadership that they have. And I think that he doesn't allow them to get full of themselves. He doesn't allow them to, read the press clippings and think they're the greatest thing, right? Like, I think they know that they're obviously a good team, but that's the beauty about this league, man. You get 17 chances to go prove it. And, just this year's been very different than what they had to go through last year. They're just finding themselves and, maybe having to win some ugly games instead of, blowing teams out 52-17 like they kind of got spoiled with last year. But I think that they're able to adapt, and that's what gives those players and the coaches so much confidence, is just being able to send the right message to these guys day in, day out.
Couple more minutes with TJ Lang, former Green Bay Packer legend and current voice of the Detroit Lions football team, on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. TJ, this Dan Campbell took back the play calling a few weeks ago, and I want to get your thoughts on that and the game management. We know he loves to go for it all the time on fourth down. Have you seen any change in that philosophy this year? And do you still like that philosophy of all gas, no brakes out of Dan Campbell?
It depends. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago in Philly, they were 0-for-5 on fourth down, and I think 3-for-15 on third down. So situationally, they've really been struggling offensively, man. Like, they just, that's what, in some of their big losses, like, that's been the difference. They just haven't been able to, keep the chains moving at crucial times. But no, I think that Dan Campbell, like, there's nobody that knows his players better and like in a deep way than Dan Campbell does. And I think that that offense just probably felt like there was another gear that they could have hit. And really, I think it was coming out of the Minnesota game where you didn't really see a bunch of adjustments. You didn't really see the creativity that you kind of been used to around this offense. And I think Dan said, like, if I can kind of interject here and get this offense, rolling again, that's something that obviously he made that decision. Now, you got three games here, one really good one against Washington where you just, lit them up all across the board. But then the last two, you're looking at Philly And offensively, even against the Giants, was kind of like, you know, a couple explosive plays in there, but that's really not vintage Lions offense. But I do think that, you know what, it sends a message to the players too, right? Like, we went through it one year with in Green Bay where Tom Clements was calling plays, and, you know, maybe four or five games in, McCarthy's like, okay, I just don't really like the flow of this right now. I'm going to take back those play calling duties. It kind of wakes you up as a player a little bit because you feel responsible, right? Like John Morton, the offense coordinator who was calling the plays, now everybody's like, oh, he basically got, you know, his job taken away from him. And so as players, you feel guilty about that. And I think that gives you a little bit more urgency to go out there and find ways to battle and win. Now, the one thing that I do think was slipping a little bit, though, some of the clock management, and look, if you're Dan Campbell and you're calling the plays, like, plus you have to worry about the clock, plus you have to worry about other things, that's a lot on your plate. I think it did kind of show. It didn't cost them big, but even last week, there was an instance where, you know, they get up to the line, they spike the ball, and then something happened with the play set. I don't think he got the play in time, and they had to burn a timeout right after that, you know. And even at the end of the first half, they had a couple timeouts, and they were in two-minute mode, and, you know, they get a catch with about 20 seconds on the clock, and, you know, instead of burning a timeout, the clock ends up going down to 7 seconds. Now you only have one play, where if you, you know, call that timeout at 20 seconds, you might have two or three cracks at trying to get in the end zone there. So there was a couple little things that popped up where you're just like, yeah, there's – you kind of forget about some of the other duties that you have when you're just so hyper-focused on getting the personnel in and out and calling the plays and getting your guys in the right position, that I think you can kind of slack in some other areas. So hopefully that's something that that Dan corrects, because you'd obviously feel sick if you lose a game because, you know, you mismanage the clock or you mismanage, you know, the timeout situation, whatever it might be.
TJ, I don't know if you're in the prediction business in your line of work, but I'm curious your thoughts on how this game could play out. Who wins? How do they win? And is this game the NFC North? If whoever wins this game going to take the NFC North?
Well, yeah, I'm not in the prediction business because I'm wrong pretty much every single time. I think last time I predicted a tie, I think week one when I jumped on with you guys just to keep everybody happy. But, yeah, to answer your last question first, I guess, yes, I think whoever wins this game is going to certainly have the upper hand in the division. Obviously, if it's Green Bay, you're going to have a two-game lead over the Lions. Look, I mean, do we think that I know the Bears are finding cute ways to win.
No, the answer's
they
no.
Still have a tough schedule. Right, okay, so I don't think anybody's, and I'm not saying not taking them serious, but, you know, I think that, yes, whoever wins this game here on Thursday, Thanksgiving, will have firm control of the division, in my mind, even though there's, you know, still going to be five games left. And prediction business, like, I don't know. I kind of feel like last year when Green Bay came to town, I think it was that Thursday night game, ended up being a pretty high score, like 34-31 type game, and, you know, a bunch of fourth down conversions. I think that this week, just based off of, you know, how both defenses have been playing and just kind of the lack of consistency that we've been seeing from the offenses, I could see this being like a first to 24 type game. But I do think it's going to be close. I think that both defenses, it's really going to come down to situational football. Can you convert on third down? Can you convert in the red zone? And, you know, the one prediction that I think I will make is pretty normal in division games. Whoever can find a way to win the turnover battle, I think it gets this one done. And Detroit started the season really hot, take a bunch of takeaways. They had one last week, but really the first one, I think, in the last four games. And Green Bay, you know, I know they obviously a big one against the Giants. I haven't caught up completely on the Minnesota film, but obviously looking at the stats and getting a couple interceptions off J.J. McCarthy makes a big difference. So that's where my prediction's going to go. Whoever's better in the third down and whoever gets the turnover battle is going to come out, win this game, and in my opinion, have a grasp over the NFC North.
All right, defensive battle, low-scoring game there out of TJ. And you guys broke the
seal. It's going to be 45-41 now, by the way. Every time.
and you broke the streak last year. The Lions finally won after losing 7 years in a row on Thanksgiving, and the Lions with a losing record on Thanksgiving. Does that loom on the fan base at all?
Maybe. That was kind of wild. I remember going into last year, and it's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize it's been so long since there was a win on Thanksgiving, man. But, no, I think that, you know, a lot of the stuff that's in the past and the same old Lions, you know, is I think in my mind, like,
completely gone for most of the fans, just because they've seen it now for three seasons of having a good football team. So you don't get that sense where it's like, ah, here we go again. You know, I've seen this story, you know, a bunch of times. Like, I think that that's firmly gone. And players-wise, like, I don't know, man. You're just so, like, at this point of the season, you know, you're mentally fatigued, you're physically fatigued. Like, you just try to go out there. You don't care what happened last year or the year before that. Like, you just find a way to go out there and ultimately, so, you know, probably going to be running on fumes in the fourth quarter of this Thursday game. It's always a tough one. But, no, I don't think that the past, you know, record on Thanksgiving is really haunting anybody or, you know, in the back of anybody's mind.
That's TJ Lang, everyone. Good stuff, Teej. We'll get you back on again if the Packers face the Lions in the playoffs. We've had you on each of the last two times, and it just might be a third when playoff time rolls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Thanks for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you on Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. I'll see you in a couple days, man. Happy holidays to you guys. Have a good Thanksgiving. And, John, I'll see you in a couple days, man. Safe travels tomorrow.
That's TJ Lang on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. He thinks it's going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think this is going to be a vintage Thanksgiving. You got to sit on the edge of your couch the entire game and watch
that.
This thing go down. All right, when we come back, we got to wrap this up. We got to give our results from our pick six from last week. Who's in the lead? Did anything change hands? We'll find out next, 9 to noon, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.